connect with old friends to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. President Trump reportedly plans to bring a Hunter Biden associate as a guest at tonight's debate in Tennessee. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more from Nashville. Greg?
Keith, according to Fox News, the president invited Tony Bobulinski to the presidential debate. He's a former Hunter Biden business partner, and Bobulinski claims that former Vice President Biden signed off on his son's business deals with China. Meanwhile, both Mr. Trump and Joe Biden stopped by the Belmont University campus earlier this afternoon for separate walkthroughs of the debate stage and auditorium ahead of their 90-minute debate. It's their second and final face-to-face appearance before the November 3rd election. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Nashville.
National Public Radio is catching flack from listeners who are asking why they ignored the story about Hunter Biden's laptop. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
NPR has ignored the ongoing story of a laptop supposedly belonging to Hunter Biden, which contained emails revealing his foreign business dealings, and the nonprofit media organization is being slammed for its attempt to explain the bombshell blackout. NPR public editor Kelly McBride published an inquiry on the radio's website on Thursday from a listener who didn't understand why the story had been ignored. In a response to the listener, McBride included a quote by NPR manager Terrence Samuel, who said, "We don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
U.S. regulators have approved the first drug to treat COVID-19. Remdesivir is an antiviral medication given through an IV. Its maker, Gilead Sciences, said that the drug is approved for people at least 12 years old who need hospitalization for their coronavirus infection. The company is calling it Veklury. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 152 points, the NASDAQ rose 21, the S&P advanced 17, oil up 65 cents to close at $40.60 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Las Vegas Raiders have placed all five starting offensive linemen along with safety Jonathan Abram on the reserve COVID-19 list. They were all deemed high-risk contacts after starting right tackle Trent Brown tested positive for COVID-19. They need to quarantine for 5 days since their last contact with Brown on Monday, which would clear four of them at least in time for this Sunday's game. The NFL has flexed the Raiders-Bucks Sunday game at Allegiant Stadium. Instead of a primetime matchup on NBC, Las Vegas will host Tampa Bay at 1:05 p.m., and that will be on the Fox network. The Arizona Cardinals will host the Seattle Seahawks instead at 5:20 p.m. this Sunday on NBC. Plans to revive the historic Huntridge Theater are moving forward as the Las Vegas City Council approved a court settlement which clears the way for a local developer to buy the closed-down property. It's been closed for some 15 years. The Las Vegas City Council comes to the aid of the Smith Center, providing up to $1.8 million in COVID-19 relief help. The unanimous vote fronts the Downtown Performing Center for $900. $900,000 now, the other half.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
In a crash on US 95 southbound, that's at Southern Rancho, and the HOV lane is blocked there, 95 southbound. Also, slow flows 515 west at Pecos, 515 eastbound at Sunset, and lane restrictions Interstate 15 North at Cheyenne.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
now! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We are your official home for the final presidential debate. We are AM 670 KMZQ. Don't forget, immediately following our show, we'll send you to Nashville, Tennessee, and 90 minutes of a debate between Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump. We now have a smoking gun. Everyone's been wondering. Everybody's been wondering, so what about it? Where is the smoking gun? We know that Hunter Biden's a bad dude. We know he was kicked out of the Navy. But where's the smoking gun? And it turns out the smoking gun is a guy named Tony Bobulinski. This is incredible. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's check in with my buddy Craig Mueller, criminal defense attorney, Mueller and Associates, and he joins us. Craig, just when you think it can't get any crazier, a guy named Tony Bobulinski comes up, bubbles up to the surface, and now we're talking about him as maybe the smoking gun. What do you make of what you learned today?
Every time you call me up, I'm almost speechless. It just doesn't get any crazier than this. This is this political season has been like a made-for-TV novel. You know, and the practical problem we have in these days is no matter how outrageous the report is, you also have to judge the credibility of the source.
Well, now, Tony Bobulinski is a former business partner of Hunter Biden. I would think that would give him some credibility. I mean, he doesn't appear to be Russian disinformation, does he?
No, he does not. In fact, the thing that struck me is really odd, and I don't know if anybody else put this together, but Joe Biden was on the air bragging about firing this Ukrainian prosecutor. And now the rest of the story is it's because they apparently paid his son to have that done. I mean, this is just literally third world banana republic politics. I don't know how a presidential campaign survives this.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Does this qualify as a smoking gun? And the fact that we've had no denial from the Biden campaign, from Biden himself, there's been no explanation. Oh, it's not accurate. I mean, we without a denial, it's hard to not believe it.
Well, without a denial, but I mean, look what we've been presented with in the last couple of years. The Hillary Clinton's email server with 33,000 emails disappears. Now, I've done 7.5 years on active duty. The only person I know of in my career that didn't go to prison for mishandling classified information is Hillary Clinton. So now we've got this information that was mishandled. Now we've got pay to play at the highest level. I mean, the father is bragging about firing this prosecutor. Now we find out that the Ukrainians are paying his son. There's emails between the father and son saving money for the big guy. And, you know, it's just it stinks to high heaven. It would appear that when they write the history of books in a decade or two, that the Obama administration was the most corrupt political establishment in the United States history. And I'm talking about even in Reconstruction or you know, in the Civil War era. These people were just as dirty as they could be, absolutely every one of them.
It's incredible. Craig Mueller joining us from Mueller & Associates. Are you surprised the vice president hunkered down for 4 days prior to this debate tonight, that he has been in his basement? That's not the classic way of running a presidential campaign, is it?
No, sir. It's not. I don't know of any, you know, now anybody who's played football knows what sitting on a lead is. You're going to the halfway through the fourth quarter and you got a 2-touchdown lead. You know, you start running it up the middle. You don't put the ball in the air. You kind of keep the ball on the ground and eat up the clock. If Biden is so convinced that he's that far ahead, then that is a valid strategy. I just don't want to go out on the campaign trail and say something stupid. But on the other hand, there's enough states that are very close still that he really ought to be out there standing up and saying, I support the American flag, and saying noncommittal stuff, but getting his name out there. Why he would go into hiding for 4 months or for 4 days prior to a major debate, you know, if he doesn't know the issues after 40 years in Congress, it's kind of hard to imagine 4 more days making a whole lot of difference.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just ask you, the first debate, everybody hated it. They hated Biden. They hated Trump. They hated the moderator. They hated everything about the previous debate. Do you think there will be a change in strategy by the Trump campaign to do things differently, kind of a kinder, gentler Donald J. Trump?
No. To be honest with you, the answer, the good news about Donald Trump is he's not a politician. The bad news about Donald Trump is he's not a politician. So he was over the top bullying and pushed Biden around in the first debate. I don't think anybody left or right thought that was a very presidential performance, and it seemed to bounce back on him. Now, I can't comprehend the poor unfortunate soul who has to walk into the president's office and say, you know, you got to be a little more presidential tonight, boss. You know, good luck with that. Now, you know, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He spent his whole life around New York construction workers and union officials. And, you know, let's be honest, that's not a genteel training ground. You don't learn the finer nuances. You kind of put your eye in people's fingers, and you kind of, you know, it's more like a roller derby kind of world he grew up in. Will he be better behaved tonight? You'll have to ask his campaign officials, but I certainly hope he comes across as a bit more presidential. I believe that getting Donald Trump reelected is essential to the well-being of the country, and it is inconceivable to me what this criminal enterprise that the Democratic Party has turned into would do if they were given power again.
There seems to be, Craig, a debate going on around the campaign, not in the campaign, but around the campaign. Karl Rove says the president should not emphasize Hunter Biden, that he instead should emphasize what he has planned for the next 4 years. What say you? Is it, if Kristen Welker doesn't bring it up, should the president bring it up?
if for 2,000 years in Western history, we've had kings and princes, and the princes, the king trains his son to be the governor or the next king. That was actually ensconced in Western law for 1,500 years. There's still people who've inherited public position by the nature of who their father is. All you have to do is talk to King Charles or Prince Charles. So the reality is yes, we have always, as a culture and a society and as a species, thought that the quality and the character of the children reflects on the parents. Now, there are exceptions to that rule. Every once in a while, a kid is born with exceptional talent or, candidly, exceptional defect. But by and large and on the whole, your kids reflect you and your value system. And if I got a kid who's getting thrown out of the Navy, and the one thing I can talk about is the Navy, 7 years in active duty, 10 years in the reserve, time at the Naval Academy, I know about the Navy. If you got kicked out of the Navy, you got kicked out of the Navy. There really means there's nothing for you to do. You can't chip paint. You can't run a jackhammer. You can't lift heavy objects. I mean, now you got thrown out of the Navy. That speaks very poorly of somebody. Number two, you're using drugs, and there's pictures of you using drugs. And number three, you're trading on your dad's name as soon as you get out of the Navy. I don't think that reflects well on Joe Biden, and that certainly doesn't reflect well on his son. Trump has his flaws, but to his credit, every one of his kids, by all of his wives, seem to be doing well.
And by the way, tens of millions of people have already voted. And this, to me, is Exhibit A, to borrow a legal term, of why we don't need early voting. People... Well, for instance, I early voted 2 or 3 days ago. If I had voted for Biden, I guarantee you I'd be PO'd. I'd be ticked off big time because, wait a minute, I want my vote changed. Can somebody go back and change their vote?
No. No, once a vote is cast, a couple things. Number one, I wasn't a big fan of early voting to start with, but we've run it in the state for going on 20, almost 30 years now, so we've been doing it. This mail-in-your-ballot nonsense that the Democratic establishment has run through is just a invitation to fraud. You know that if you go collect ballots and turn them in, that's now legal. This time, 6 months ago, that was a felony crime. For 140, 150 years in state history, we deemed that to be a bad idea. You can't run around and collect ballots because... You're giving the opportunity for fraud and mischief. And there's numerous reports about very unsettling accounts coming out about these mail-in ballots. Apparently, we'll see what happens and see if anything actually comes of it, but I've heard some very unsettling reports about this.
Well, I know this. In fact, I had a conversation yesterday on the air with Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. They are in the process of suing Joe Gloria, and they may end up suing Barb Zagafsky on this voting issue. Does that surprise you? I mean, is this thing going to end up in court?
No, sir. It wouldn't surprise me at all. You and I talked about this about a month ago, and I said I didn't see that this election season was going to end without a massive lawsuit and hopefully not violence, but violence certainly seems to be a very real possibility. I mean, I don't know how you stand up and try to defend an election where someone can walk around and collect surplus ballots and turn them in, and the only check on them is someone was able to get a signature on them, as an accurate measure of public policy. And if as purported that there's been a large number of ballots been cast that don't meet the requirements, I don't know how the Supreme Court of Nevada rules anything other than we have to redo the election. Now, I'm very, very uncomfortable. I mean, I want you to understand what happened here. Your voters need to understand this. The Democratic establishment had a special session, and without a Republican vote, they changed how votes are counted. They took procedures that were illegal and felonious, not just illegal, but people could go to prison for, and that is now legal and the standard way that votes are counted and acquired in this state. Now, how the governor is going to justify this, or come November 5th, when we've got more people have voted than existed in the state, or there's a large contingent of dead voters, what the courts are going to do with this, or what's going to happen, you know, I'm very, very uncomfortable with this.
Hey, Craig, can you Craig, can you stick around for a couple of minutes?
Certainly. Thank you.
Good. Craig Mueller, criminal defense attorney, Mueller and Associates. Stick around. More with him. Tony Bobulinski is making a statement even as we speak in Nashville. I don't know what he's talking about, but we'll find out. On AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Many voters are getting a mail ballot for this election. When you do, carefully follow the directions to vote and make sure you sign the outside of the envelope here. Then put it in the mail or bring it to a ballot drop-off box. And do this soon so we receive it in time to be counted. For anyone who would rather vote in person, we will have regular polling places open during early voting and on election day. So this election is up to you. Mail it in, drop it off, or go vote in person. It's your choice. Don't lose your voice. Vote. Brought to you by Clark County.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pha 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell him Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pha 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pha87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tony Bobulinski just gave about a, 15, 20-minute statement. To borrow another legal term, he was singing like a canary, talking about a one-hour meeting with Biden, with Joe Biden, where they talked about Chinese business interests. This keeps getting worse and worse. I can't wait for 6 o'clock. This is going to be wild. Again, Craig Mueller joining us, criminal defense attorney. Is there any more to this October surprise? Will we find out more from this laptop?
I can't imagine it doesn't get any crazy. I mean, yeah, it's got to get crazier only because that's been the trend line. Every day you turn on the TV, it's crazier still. It would appear that the highest levels of the Obama administration were available for purchase. Chinese, Russians, didn't matter who it was. You got the money, you got what you wanted.
Wow.
The Clinton administration was a pay-to-play scheme, and it looks like so was the vice presidency.
I want to ask you, because you were on a couple of weeks ago, and one of the segments that I've gotten more response from than just about anybody is the one where we talked about what happens if you're in an accident, you're in a car accident, you're injured, and what are your rights. A lot of people had no clue. Can you talk a little bit about somebody that's in an accident, what their rights are?
Certainly. If you're injured, there's two basic propositions. Number one, if you're injured and it's your fault, then that's your health insurance takes care of your bills. If you are injured and it was someone else's fault, then you have two options. Number one, you can go after the person who injured you, their insurance. And we'll just, for our purpose, we'll use a simple discussion. You got rear-ended. If you got rear-ended, the guy who hit you from behind is always the blame. Okay? So you get rear-ended. You call him up and say, look, your guy rear-ended me. Here's the police report. Here's the citation. And here's my medical bills. I'm entitled to my medical bills, loss of my car, loss of pain and suffering, loss of work, and anything and the lawyers use this phrase, incidental and consequential, anything that follows from that accident. If that guy doesn't have enough insurance, or if he doesn't have enough money in general to pay for your damages, then you have a policy, a condition in your policy called underinsured motorist. So if the guy hits you from behind, causes $50,000 in damages, all he has in life is $25,000, and his insurance gives that to you, you're still out $25,000. Once you've done that, then you can go to your insurance company and make what's called an underinsured motorist claim against your policy. The element against your policy is that there was a guy, you were injured, it wasn't your fault, I went after and got all the money I could from the other guy, and I'm still short. You owe me as my insurance company, and that's called underinsured motorist. When I was a young man and before I went to the service or went to law school, I was like anybody else, and I wanted to get the cheapest insurance I could, and people routinely and mistakenly waive underinsured motorist. And I do criminal defense law. I've been a prosecutor, been a defense attorney. I've done just about every kind of case there is now, murder cases, parking tickets, been everywhere, kind of done almost everything. The biggest injustices I see are people injured by other drivers. I had a guy in here, a man was hit by a 17-year-old boy who had $25,000 in insurance. He lost both of his legs, and there are $600,000 in medical bills. And for $600,000 in medical bills and two lost legs, there's $15,000 insurance or $25,000 of insurance.
Wow.
So it was horrible, just horrible case. So the last thing you want to do is be without insurance, and you need to think of yourself and protecting yourself. And I guess I should get a kickback from insurance companies, but this is independent advice. Please make sure you have as much uninsured motorist insurance as you can afford.
And
to be in that position.
And by the way, the other issue we talked about, I've only got about 90 seconds, but I want to ask about this sealing of records. I didn't even know that existed until you started talking about it.
Judge Ozzie Fumo, he's in a state assemblyman running for Supreme Court justice, saw the injustice of a sealing of records, and he modified the statute so that if you've had a mistaken incident or you reformed your life and you've been able to stay out of trouble, then you can get your criminal record sealed. And once they are sealed, you are legally entitled to tell people